let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you two. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. It's 5 minutes now past 3 o'clock. The first hard fact of the day, COVID numbers still in three digits. So we've got 163 confirmed cases from yesterday, 59 cases in Lagos. It's still out there. It's coming down, but it's still out there. So Biko, wear your mask when you go out. Maintain your distance from people. Wash your hands and sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. Let's keep ourselves and each other safe. When I was coming into work, I was watching the British Parliament question their PM. It's called PMQs, PM questions, right? It happens, most Wednesdays. I'm not very sure about that particular piece of information. But I was watching, and all I could think while I was watching was, God, when? You know, they were questioning this man about all kinds of things. They were saying to his face that he should resign. They were calling him, you know, names that you would dare not call like leaders over here in Nigeria. They were, you know, basically talking to him about how irresponsible it was of him to have a party in 2020 in the middle of lockdown in May, you know. And I was watching this thing, my guy, and I was just like, God, when? See, we'll talk about it on Friday. Friday, 3 p.m., you and I will talk about it. We'll go into detail about what's happening in the UK with Boris Johnson at the moment. And I'll play some of the audio and video from the parliament. And my God. Anyway, AFCON is not getting in our way today, so I have a full show lined up for you today. We'll start with the big three. Let's talk about the new unified levy for commercial motorists. Then let's talk about President Buhari commissioning rice pyramids. And then let's talk about the Electoral Act and the APC zoning party offices. It's our road to 2023. Then let's move to the glass ceiling at 4 o'clock today. We'll talk about this man who beat up his wife on their wedding night. So they got married after the reception, mede-mede, all kinds of things. They got to the hotel. She said something that he didn't like. My guy beat the hell out of her. We'll talk about that at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about what she did after he beat her. And you'll tell me what you think about what she did after her husband beat her on the day that they did their wedding. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about a loan app sending a message to a debtor's contacts that he was dead. As usual, I have headlines, business and sports updates every hour on the hour. But right now, let's get into the big three. Remember, at 3:45, Amber will take over to give you gifts because they love you and they want you to stay energized. So don't miss that part coming up at 3:45. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on hard facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will the new commercial motorist levy bring sanity to revenue collection? Do rice pyramids make a difference? Will they stop rice prices from going up? And will the National Assembly return the Electoral Act to the president's desk this week? You heard on our news that they have made amendments, including direct primaries, indirect primaries, consensus candidates. They've added that amendment in the Electoral Act. So the Red Chamber did it, the Green Chamber did it, and they're saying that they will send the rest of it to the president to sign. Will it happen this week? We wait. Because those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. From February 1st, commercial motorists in Lagos will pay a single levy to government. But they will still pay a separate levy to the road transport unions. That's our first story. Before I came into the studio, I tried to call the Commissioner for Transportation to join us on the show so that he can talk to us about what they're trying to achieve with this thing. I do hope that he'll give us a call back or he'll give us a chance to talk about this so that you get clarification from the Lagos State Government directly. But I'm sure you've heard about this, you know, by now. From next month, every commercial driver will pay a daily 800 naira levy at their point of loading. The government says this single payment will cover all the taxes that these drivers are expected to pay. So income tax or road tax, or it will also cover sanitation at the motor parks, levies to the local government as well. So that means that there will be a single payment for all these things to try and prevent inefficiency, harassment, and possible double tax. Each driver will now receive a tax card, which will help them and the government keep track of the payment. But like I said, this will no consign NURTW and RTANO. MC Oluomo Musiliu Akinsoya, the Lagos chairman of NURTW, he has confirmed that they will keep collecting their own levies separate from the 800 naira. He says the government consulted them and they agreed that it was a good idea for all government levies to be collected in a single payment, but make their own still day separate. Now, here's what I want to know from you. Do you think that this consolidated single payment will serve the intended purpose? If I had the Commissioner for Transportation in front of me, I'd be asking him a lot of questions about this and how they intend to go about it. We do hope he picks our call or he gives us a call back. But do you think that this thing will serve its intended purpose? Do you think it will reduce the amount that motorists are losing to extortion? If you're a bus driver, I want to hear from you. Do you think this new thing will bring order and sanity to the collections process? I would really like to hear your opinion if you're a conductor, if you're a bus driver, if you're an abwero with a load for park. Apart from your dues to the union, how much are you paying daily on average as taxes and levies? Will 800 naira plus NURTW or RTAN dues be an increase or a reduction? I would really, really love to hear from bus drivers and conductors today. Call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, join the conversation. Call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Okoye. I'm a commercial bus driver.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead. Tell me, how much do you pay daily?
On the average, I pay up to 4,005 daily. I fly an Obajaya, another route.
Okay. Now, this 800 naira plus RTAN plus NURTW, will it increase how much you're paying daily or will it reduce it?
It will increase it, so until it will increase it seriously.
How? Tell me how.
Because what we pay daily, it's actually going to be different from what we pay to National Union of Road Transport Workers.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we also pay to Road Transport Employers Association of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So it will actually raise our daily payment to close to 5,000.
But government says that this 800 naira will cover all the taxes and levies and local government and everything. But what you go will enter inside the 800 naira.
The government is being honest in this aspect.
Okay.
Last year, they introduced something similar. They introduced this year last year, of which we went on strike and rejected it.
Okay.
So they are
Can I ask you something? Let me ask you something. So you're saying this 800 naira that they're saying will cover all the taxes that you're expected to pay. So income tax, road tax, sanitation, levies to local government.
We have no any objection. paying taxes to the government.
Yes, but they're saying that all of that will now be covered by 800 Naira.
We don't have issue with 800. Our problem is other illegal taxes we pay to house, union members, and other expenditure. So to us, it's actually increasing the cost of...
But they are now saying that there will be a single payment so that you will not pay all those touts and all those...
Yeah, it's not true. I don't think it's so. Because even if we pay this 800, we are still going to pay the union fees and every other expenditure.
How much is union fee? How much is annual TW fee? How much is RTAN fee?
When we are at Yanoba, we pay 1,001 in the morning.
Okay.
At Yanobaja, we pay 500.
Okay.
Egbeda, we pay 500.
Okay.
Then there are other minor dues, environmental, security money.
Okay.
Different, they call it different things. Even Owo Sunday, there's one they call Owo Sunday.
That one is coming from NURTW, Gongo.
The same, of course.
All of these ones, you're saying, these are Owo Sunday, environmental, all of that.
Owo environmental is coming from them.
From NURTW.
Of course, ma'am.
I see. So this extra 800 will make your dues higher, not lower.
In fact, it is increasing. In fact, it will make it more. It's like adding more burden on our head without government actually doing the necessary thing. The necessary thing is let them either reduce the amount we pay to the union member or they get them off the road so that we know we are paying taxes directly to the government.
Okay. All right. But they also say that you people will receive a tax card now, which will help the government keep track of payments.
We have no any objection to government because that is our civic responsibility. We must pay taxes to government.
Right.
But our problem is all these charges, all these are union members, they vandalize our vehicle, destroy things just in the name of collecting revenue, of which we don't see any benefit. They don't see anything they do for us.
Oh, God, thank you so much for calling me. You've been very helpful. Let's see if we can talk to another caller. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir.
Auntie, I have two drivers. Two brothers that are driving in Lagos. They are even willing to pay 5,000 if there is no Abo in Lagos.
Okay.
Let government go and build factories for Aboros. And if you build factories and empower them, they are going to the road. But you want to use them for other things. That's number one. Number two, for the rice pyramid, since I was born, every 3 years of election, either they will tell us to sell it to Harris or Southwest and the Northern traders money. Now, they don't bring the rice pyramid, which I don't know whether they don't use foam or wood to pack inside. And they say that there are 7,000 Naira, and that one they are saying is a bonkum to me. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Now, concerning Bajadabela and the issue of whether they are going to return it, and the question that you are asking now is very, very angryable for me. And they don't have any option. We are not, because social contract, they have to do our billing. Everything will go to them and say, whether they go, we'll return it back. If they don't return it back, I'm telling you, to God, this is the first time. I'm telling you, I will carry a placard, down for the junction here, and I will shoot them to God. If they don't return that bill.
Okay.
So, finally, let them remove Abro. Let them go and do their work. Let them come forward and give us chance, Gary.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
This is Ayo, and I'd like to come out the topic. I was wondering if this bus drivers, are they not the one that selected the NURTW staff that terrorized them and tax? So if they want that elect those NURTW staff that terrorizes them, why don't they come together and choose who can represent them efficiently rather than blaming that on the government? I think the informal sector in Lagos needs to be taxed one way or the other. I can remember the government tried doing this like last year, right? And maybe there was a protest or something. But everybody knows how much this sector generates and why it needs to be taxed. So I don't see anything wrong there. And I think the NRC, road safety, whatever they call themselves, to ensure that they have representatives that will fight for their rights rather than keeping the blames on the government. That's what I think.
All right. Thank you, Aya, for calling. I don't think even the drivers themselves have a problem with paying the tax. They're just saying that there's too much tax that they're currently paying. We've got Shenwo Lainka on the line. Hi, Shenwo. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling us from, Shenwo?
I'm actually in Lagos.
So why are you calling us on Skype now?
Oh, is it limited even for outside the country?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, apologies.
Okay, you're already here, so let me let you talk. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So, see, the problem of these DAFO guys, right, and these NURP guys, it's a systemic problem.
Okay.
And in solving it, it's going to take a lot of effort from the government and also from even the people itself. Because, see, these guys are the grassroots guys that do the job for the government people.
Okay.
So it's really going to be very difficult in the sense that I had a caller saying that didn't they elect them? Most of these guys, these NURT guys and RTEN guys, they are not elected in that position. They are imposed on these people. And I don't know if you recollect, at some point, there are usually pockets of violence, fight of power, of supremacy.
Right.
Over who owns which faction, this person's faction, that faction.
Right.
So it's a very big problem. And I'll tell you the truth, it's beyond even the government. It's beyond the government. Trust me. Because, and I think the only way this can be settled is even if the government comes clean and take out the benefits they are gaining from these guys, right?
Mm.
They can take it out. And also, we need to factor in the fact that also these guys are also they are also responding to the inflation.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's a reaction from an average Nigerian. Even things that don't need to be inflated, they get increased, even with or without dollar, having any impact of dollar. Because at the end of the day, we shout government at the end of the day. But look at, with this increment in this payment that they will be imposing on the bus driver, then the prices of fare increases, right?
Okay.
And people that need this fare also to commute to their places of business also would want to increase the price of their commodity.
Okay.
Now, at the end of the day, has the government caused this, really? The answer is no.
All right, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling us. Let's move on to our second story, because at 3:45, we need to hand over to Amber. Amber is an energy drink sponsoring the Big Three today from 3:45. But yesterday, President Buhari commissioned the central bank's rice pyramids. That's our second story. It happened at the Abuja Trade Fair complex, where over 1 million bags of rice were stacked in pyramids. I'm sure you've seen the pictures by now. The central bank and the administration are calling this a victory for the CBN's Anchor Borrowers Program, which they say is reminiscent of the groundnut pyramids of northern Nigeria in pre-independence and the First Republic. But critics say that there are sharp differences between the groundnut pyramids and these rice pyramids. First of all, the groundnut pyramids were intended for export. They had ready buyers waiting for them to buy them at high prices. First, it was the Royal Niger Company buying from Dantata. Later, it was other exporters. But the rice in today's pyramids is not intended for export. It's intended for domestic consumption. So we have to ask, after the CBN has pumped 1 trillion naira into the Anchor Borrowers scheme, will it give Nigerians a good supply of affordable rice? Will those rice pyramids in Abuja translate to cheap rice in your pot? Let me give you some facts. All the rice in those pyramids is still in paddy form. It has not been processed. Before you can buy any of that rice in the market, it needs to be sent to processors. And that's where we have an even bigger bottleneck in Nigeria than rice production. Even before the increase in rice production under the CBN, the processors did not have the capacity to keep up with the local output. This is part of why Nigeria has still needed rice imports to cover consumption. And the other side of the processing problem is the quality of our domestic rice paddies. The processors say that they have to reject most of the rice paddy they see because it's not good enough to go through their processing. So between lower production than demand, lower processing capacity than production output, poor quality of paddies, we end up with poor supply of local processed rice, which leads to higher prices. Add to that restrictions on imports, and rice prices are still high. The ultimate test of these rice pyramids will not be today. They will not be tomorrow. It will be 6 months from now or next Christmas. Will the price of rice have dropped by then, or will it still be on the rise because of these other factors that I've listed? 0700-993-993-993. For men, for women, 01465-7190. What are your thoughts on the rice pyramids? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we can take your thoughts from Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're abroad, call us on Skype. Only if you are abroad, call us via Skype. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Remember, of course, women only. 01465-7190. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
It's Jimmy Alpha.
Alpha, I did. Which story do you want to talk about?
I will see the So all those rice, so they raise like rectangle, abina rectangle, abina triangle. So all those rice, they never work on the rice.
Yes, they never work on them.
So after they don't make the rice fine for I finish, they come buy rice again. For stove, fish one.
Okay.
Then better go rectify the rice. Maybe to show them, whether they do that thing for me, maybe the bag with the Israel basket, go to the correct bank, all of them. It's okay. I don't want to talk anything. I enter the auto park.
Okay.
So after all the money where this motor is repaid, never did it. Once they collect again from these people. I mean, if they can't collect the money, they won't collect them. What the fact they do? Their own. Because we sure they will say, I don't pay for this. I don't pay for that one. They do. Look that one. They pay my money. Owe me that. Owe me that. Because that's rate. I think I'll buy motor for you. You see me? So what are they going to say? They didn't try to help. And try to help our people then. You know, it's not fair.
Thank you for calling us, Chinoye. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. You know, I've always been somebody who's always advocated for this agriculture to be off the road.
Right.
Not today.
Right.
And now they have come up with this. I know this government does not have the political will to take off these street orchards. I know that. All these things are just because of 2023 coming off the election, so they need money. So they will come in different angles, that aside. Now for the rice. Wemimo brought somebody yesterday, a resource person, who spoke about this rice pyramid and all the bottlenecks they are having. Now, do you know that most of the things they use in processing this rice are being imported? And also, milling. The money they spend in milling all these things are also expensive.
Right.
They also work. They use diesel to run their gen and all that. So there's no even power supply. Now the rice at the end of the day, because we that work, they give us what we eat is Nigerian rice. They give for the last Christmas they give us Nigerian rice. Now this rice that was supplied to us, if the stones are still there. So why would you have such kind of rice at this time and age? Why can't you just get this rice? Is it our government? I'm sure they're not eating this rice. That's why they don't know about all these things. Because we that actually at least try to patronize or to eat it, we know what we see in this rice. It does not look fine at all. So all these things put together, I really do not understand what the government is actually doing in to make. You know, I would love to have a well-polished rice. If I want to eat a polished rice, I should have it in my country. If I want to eat the locally made one that doesn't have much starch, it is my own right to make my choices. And not giving me rice that if you see it, it looks so horrible. Now, the rice they are talking about now is not even processed. Let them wait and process the rice and see what it comes up like.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's move to our final story. Our final story is the road to 2023. It's our daily look at the latest political stories as we enter election season. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've talked so far about the new unified levy for commercial motorists. Then we've talked about President Buhari commissioning rice pyramids. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about all the things that have happened on the road to 2023. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
The home of entertaining conversations.
I personally think Liverpool of last season that lost the title were better. That's my personal opinion.
Somebody who has the virus refused to isolate. That's even attempted murder, in my opinion. Because you know how dangerous this virus is and you refuse to do the right thing. It should be a crime.
99.3.
A young man like me, looking for what I will fed myself. And police are collecting my money. It's evil. I'm not doing that. I have a laundry shop.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And our third story is the road to 2023. It's our daily look at the latest political stories as we enter election season. Professor Mahmood Yakubu says INEC won't publish its 2023 election timetable until there's closure on the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. The INEC boss wants to be sure that the events on the timetable will be based on the correct version of the governing law. So he said that once the president signs the bill, INEC will release the timetable. How soon will that be? Maybe just a matter of days. Because like I told you, the Senate President Ahmed Lawan said that they have passed the bill. They passed the amendment. They've included amendments that permit for direct primary, indirect primary, as well as consensus candidates or candidature. And the House of Reps has done the same thing as soon as we saw the Red Chamber do it. So they're saying that they're going to send it to the president, and we're hoping that the president will sign this week. Speaking of INEC, they're organizing council elections in the FCT on February 12th. And ahead of that poll, they're training visually impaired voters to use special tools provided for them. I'm mentioning this because last week, one of you called to ask me whether INEC was making provisions specifically for the blind and visually impaired. And I told you that I would confirm, and now I have. INEC has Braille voting guides for the totally blind, and they have magnifying glasses for the visually impaired. And INEC says that they'll be conducting training for using these items, these tools, ahead of the general elections as well. So these are the most important stories today. There's good news for the visually impaired voters. INEC is putting its foot down on the Electoral Act Amendment. The National Assembly has made the amendments to the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. We're now waiting for the president to sign when they send it to the president. What do you think about all of these stories? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got 10 minutes and then I'll hand you over to Amber. Amber brings you delicious goodness with lots of energy, right? Let's talk. 99.3. Hello.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Chris.
Welcome, Chris. Go ahead.
You remember the other day I was telling you about Badabiamila when he was speaking the grammar about what they need to do. It's just unfortunate that nobody can look at the presidents in the eyes and tell him, sir, do it this way or let's do it this way. You just talk about the man in Britain, how they were questioning the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in Nigeria, yeah, who dare the president to do that? But all I want to beg the president, please, for peace to reign, Nigeria showed you love. To be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. I always say this to you, President. Like, can you listen to the people? And INEC, just try your best. Don't fall into these evil tricks. Because the way they are going about it, I don't think that election will hold. So I next, stand your feet and present whatever you are an independent organization. You don't need the all this throwing back this back to the president. The guy is not ready to do anything. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us, Chris. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. What's your name?
Mrs. Oluwakala.
Good to have you on the show. Ah, long time.
Thank you.
Welcome
Happy
back.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
The family.
Family's fine, thank you. How's yours?
Well, they are fine.
Go ahead.
My concern is about...
Oh, we lost the connection to Mrs. Oluwashola. Let's speak with OC. Hello, OC. Thanks for calling us. Hello, OC. Are you there?
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Morning. Good afternoon, my time.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon. Yeah. So I'm just calling because of the rise. I have a couple of questions, though. You remember there was a time Nigeria launched the Lake Rice, Lagos KB Rice. Why are you asking questions? Where does rice? And I'm also asking myself, like, why now? We just barely 1 year to the general elections. If you want to say, oh, no, that's Nigeria. Yeah, in Canada, some days ago, we are also in an election year. The premier of Ontario was seen or was pictured, you know, shoveling snow for residents in Ontario. And then, in Canada, we're like, oh, yeah. Because this is an election year, we know his pedigree normally, and that's also give rise to what's going on in Nigeria. And an election is around the corner, and then they're going to launch this. So what happens after the election? What if we don't find this right? Who are we going to hold accountable? Like, let Nigerians be wise and try to read the signs and not get, you know, swindled away. And then, oh yeah, APC. I'm not supposed to mention the party, but a particular party, you know, it's doing this, and then now you need to bring them for continuity because that's the excuse. To say, oh, we have to bring this party back, you know, for continuity. If you give it to this party, they're going to like take this off. And then let's not be surprised, maybe in the coming days we're going to see some other introductions of, you know, projects, as they say. And then after the elections, what becomes of it? So Nigerians, it's time to educate yourself, especially a particular region of the country that needs a lot of sensitization on how to choose their candidates. Because with the way things are going, we are likely to repeat the same mistake we made in 2015, and things might not get better.
All right, thank you very much for calling, OC. I think actually the whole country requires sensitization about elections. It's not just one, not just one. Within the column, region of the country. Let me go quickly to WhatsApp. Sandra, reps are not in agreement with Senate on consensus candidate, Elder NM Chuku says. Okay, I'll take a look at that. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. This rice pyramid is another political gimmick. Why are they showcasing these bags of rice in pyramid form? Distribute the rice to the citizens straight away and stop this show off. Go there today and see things for yourself. Those criminals are loading the rice back from where it came from. Are they? Do you have pictures or videos showing us this? How much will CBN make from the rice pyramid? And after processing, will the quantity remain or will it reduce? Chief Udo asking me that question. He also sends pictures of the pyramid and says that it's not 100% rice. Okay, we've got, incidentally, someone sending a message to the Nigeria Info app. And I'm guessing it's from one of these loan apps, and they are calling out somebody and they're saying, we strongly advise you to beware of financial dealings. We're going to talk about these loan apps that send messages to you on WhatsApp. We'll talk about a particular man who they allegedly sent out a poster saying that the man that took money from them was dead. He wasn't dead. 5 p.m. Let's have that conversation. From 4 o'clock, we'll talk about this woman who got married and left her husband not up to 10 hours after the ceremony. He got drunk at the wedding. At the arrival of the hotel, he hit her when she said something that he did not like. She immediately packed up her bags and she left. I want to hear your thoughts on her reaction to that abuse from a man that she married less than 10 hours ago. 4 to 5, we'll have that conversation. But for right now, we have Biodun from Ikorodu who says, Sandra, ask motorists how much they pay daily to the government. apart from those given to RTAN and NURTW. This will help us know if the motorists will benefit or not. What is the difference when RTAN and NURTW can still charge without government's regulation? These two bodies charge morning, afternoon and evening charges. Sandra, some motorists pay as high as 5,000 naira a day. How can an Okada be paying 2,000 naira a day? Marwa, sorry, not Okada. How much are they making and why won't they transfer that burden on the passengers? They should harmonize all levies, government levies, RTAN and NURTW under that 800 naira or 1,000 naira at most per day. Biodun from Ikorodu with that message there. All right, we'll take another message here. Sandra, this move to impose more taxes on bus drivers is predatory and exploitative. Nigerian musicians and their Nollywood counterparts who make millions per show are not taxed. Government sees bus drivers as easy targets. It is the car carless that will suffer it last. I don't think it's true that they don't tax musicians and Nollywood. They pay a lot of taxes. You didn't hear when Tony Abraham was talking about the taxes that they have to pay to shoot in Lagos? They pay quite a lot. Let me go very quickly to Facebook, where Christian Uchenna says, concerning the transportation levy, we want the Lagos State House of Assembly and the governor to officially tell Lagosians and the world that the transportation system in Lagos has been changed or upgraded to a new format to develop the state. There should be transparency and accountability on this new development on the transportation system in the state. The rice pyramids is a welcome idea, but who are the regulators to be held accountable for rice business in Nigeria? What are the policies given to promote, protect and enhance profitability of the agricultural sector, especially on rice? Also in terms of pricing and investment opportunities. The Electoral Act Amendment Bill, if it's not signed, then there should be no elections in Nigeria till further notice. We want to move forward, not static or backwards. If there's no election till further notice, that means President Buhari is president until there's a new election. Do you want that? Let's go back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, it's me again. I'm back.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you know, Lagos State is, if you are a commercial driver in Lagos State, you have to pass a driver's license. One for normal driver's license and another one for Lagos State. They call it LASRA. They all drivers get that one in Lagos. And now, this 800 naira on each vehicle, the people is going to bear the body. Do you know, when you are working on the Third Mainland Bridge, you see some people, they cannot afford the transport. They will walk to where they are going. And if this 800 additional add to their money collecting from them, is the people is going to bear the body. And the government don't pay anything on their transport. They don't pay, get any document, and yet they cannot balance. They should consider people. Consider people, not just to be taking money from the people. They need to change. That is what I want to contribute.
Thank you very much, Oluwaseola, for calling to contribute. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have, because the next 15 minutes of the show is brought to you courtesy Amber Energy Drink. We're going to take a very quick break, take a message from our sponsors, and then we'll come and play a little game. Remember, yesterday they gave you a chance to win 1,000 naira in airtime. Today they're going to give three people a chance to win 1,000 naira in airtime by answering random questions and just having a good time. Because, wahala no dey finish, Abi? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.